You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
Please. Psalm, listen to David now. He ain't talking about you.
Psalm 6. O Lord, rebuke me not in thine anger, neither chasten me in thy hot displeasure. Have mercy upon me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are vexed. My soul is also sore vexed, but thou, O Lord, how long?
Not only my bones, but what else he say? His soul. Didn't that's what you read?
Yes, his soul.
I went to school a few days. My soul is also vexed. Okay, come on.
Return, O Lord, deliver my soul. O save me for thy mercy's sake. For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave who shall give thee thanks? I am weary with my groaning. All the night make I my bed to swim. I water my couch with my tears. My eye is consumed because of grief. It waxes old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity, for the Lord hath heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord hath heard my supplication. The Lord will receive my prayer. Let all mine enemies be ashamed and sore vexed. Let them return and be ashamed suddenly.
Amplified reads similar to that if I have read it before, but please read it, please.
In the Amplified, O Lord, rebuke me not in your anger, nor discipline and chasten me in your hot displeasure. Have mercy on me and be gracious to me. O Lord, for I am weak, faint, and withered away. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. My inner self, as well as my body, is also exceedingly disturbed and troubled. Will you, O Lord, how long until you return and speak peace to me? Return to my relief, O Lord. Deliver my life. Save me for the sake of your steadfast love and mercy. For in death there is no remembrance of you. In Sheol, the place of the dead, who will give you thanks? I am weary with my groanings all night. I soak my pillow with tears. I drench my couch with my weeping. My eyes grow dim because of grief. It grows old because of all my enemies. Depart from me, all you workers of iniquity, for the Lord has heard the voice of my weeping. The Lord has heard my supplication. The Lord receives my prayer. Let all my enemies be ashamed and sorely troubled. Let them turn back and be put to shame suddenly.
Here in this passage of scripture where David was complaining in his sickness. There are many sicknesses and diseases that we do not know anything about. We can't even comprehend or imagine what is going wrong. I believe that more we murmur and complain about just life and life itself, it brings on a more responsibility for you and I, for ourselves. And it's okay if you don't believe that. When we release it and let him have it, what you got to be focused on, I don't want to take it back. Amen. But we take it back all the time because we have not made up our mind, I'm going to let him have it. Amen. We can't define that we can get healing anywhere else. And I know some of y'all on doctor medication. I told somebody who got a real bad situation, I said, look, what you got to believe God is a healer and is a representative for yourself, you take that medicine and every day you raise it up to him. Amen. And say, I believe you are the healer. I'm speaking, you are my healer. I'm speaking this medicine, don't know what I need to have healed, but you know what I need to get healed. Amen. That ain't putting the doctors out of business because they living good with all these benefits folks got. Every time you sneeze, you get to the doctor. I ain't hearing nobody. Your baby get diarrhea. You ain't trying to ask God what to do. You running them to the doctor where you can get something to stop them up. Amen. But here David saying, Oh Lord, rebuke me not in thy anger, because you've been waiting on me. You've been positioning me. Only thing I'm complaining about this and that. I'm walking around mad and think that I deserve to have it my way. Don't rebuke me in your anger, because I found out that you are my only source. You are my only way to get that healing and that deliverance that I need. We go round in the circles, mean as rattlesnakes. Got our focus on everybody but me, myself. Even in the church house, we go up in there and take over God business. I ain't hearing nobody. You don't have to say amen. So what we need him for? We don't need him because we don't know we sick. My bones is vexed. But no, let's go past these bones, because if one of these bones get in trouble and break or something, you know you got some problem. Let your foot get broke. Praise the Lord. I know he's going to build my foot up again. And when he do, I'm going to praise him. You're telling a lie. Going to sit on your fat tail or your lazy butt and point, oh, why are they doing all that? So you know that's a natural thing. This arm won't work right. This hand won't shake like that if it broke in half. Anybody know what I'm talking about? They say a man broke in one of them stoves with a cast on his arm. Now, he could have put on somebody's raincoat. They wouldn't have knew that he had a cast on one of his arms. So I don't know whether that's a symbolization that he wanted them to look for a man with his cast off and we went around the cone and took it off. I don't know that. Amen. But he was under the camera with a cast on his arm, taking them people's stuff. So they looking for a man with a cast on his arm. That's okay. When somebody look like him and they see him on the surveillance council, they're going to put him in jail. But here David is keep on saying, I'm complaining about my sickness. We are guilty of that. Can I get anybody to agree we are guilty of that? Amen. You get a headache 3 times in a week, you want to tell God what's wrong with me. And I don't deserve my head to be hurt like this. I never had a headache. But you might want to need to know that he's trying to get your attention with the headache. Amen. So what are we going to do? We keep on asking him, have mercy on us. And we take it for granted. We take it so liberal, like it's about us. Amen. He's come to our rescue. Have he been to yours and you wasn't good? Amen. Have he shown you that he's good? I ain't hear nobody. Amen. You've been all drunken up, drug up, sin up. And he still come to see about you. Mm-hmm. I know we can get somebody's attention on that, because ain't nobody been good. That's what the words say. So since you want to, don't open your mouth, I'll open mine for you. Thank you for being good to me. You spared me another situation, because you want me to find out that you are healed of everything wrong inside of me. Not only inside, but even outside. Because if a bone get broken, somebody gonna know it from the outside. But when your soul is messed up, that's on the inside. You can't get healed within yourself. Another boyfriend or girlfriend don't bring no healer. Another baby don't fix it. Can I get by 3 people to come on and go with me? I got a sickness that I need to identify, but I don't want to identify it because I don't believe I'm sick. I give you praise up in here tonight, but oh, have mercy on me, Lord. And you know how we get down, have mercy on me. Then we go to them people we love so much, and we just asking him to do all this, and we ain't doing nothing until we come to him and say, here, my Lord, I know that you can fix me. You can prepare me for the journey to go forward in you. You can teach me how to stop murmuring and complaining and be grateful to you for where I am and what you've done for me now. You want to do some more healing and you want to do some more deliverance. But if I'm not grateful to what you've already done, if I keep on murmuring and complaining, my paycheck ain't enough, and my house ain't big enough, my car don't look good enough, I'm too fat and I'm too skinny. I'm just all messed up. But when I began to say thank you for being everything that I need now, I realize that you are my healer. Got some things I don't know nothing about. Some things coming to shift me. I bless your name. Somebody say, cancer don't come, but cancer can be started a long time ago. How can cancer be when you hate, when you're holding junk in you, when your mommy and complain, it ain't nothing but a soul will eat you up. Can I get a witness? When the doctor told me I had cancer, I began to look at myself. I said, there are some people I just really hate. There are some people that I thought they did me wrong. But here am I now in a situation. It's okay. Ain't nobody exempt. But he got a way to knock on the door. He got a way to come in the door. He got a way. If you think you exempt, if you think he can't reach you, I said, healer, I need you. I ask you to forgive me. I ask you to cleanse me. Purify my inner man. Fix my heart. I bless your name. I thank you that you don't have to give me another chance. But thank you if you give me one. Hallelujah. I want to run and tell somebody that he's a healer. But you got to know for your own self, it ain't just overnight, but he will step in and power on the inside, and you will know that you know. You got to be in a place where in case the enemy come back and say, I come again, I'm going to rob you from what he has done. You supposed to have enough healing on the inside. Say, I know you came. I know you healed me. I ain't going to take down. I know you greater. I know you touched my mind. I know you went in my heart. I bless your name. I glorify you. And ain't nobody gonna tell me that I can't praise you for my healing, for my deliverance, for my breakthrough. You did it. I say you did it. I got to praise you. My God, Yabaso, my provider, my keeper, my sustainer. You ain't have to do none of what you do. I bless your name. I can't stop praising, because it got to be a continual thing that I go forward. Hallelujah. I will not murmur and complain about what life appear to be like, because I invited you in to do that what I could not do, what nobody else can do for me either. So I got away. You gave me away. Hallelujah. Just line it up and watch me. Don't allow what is to be that's what. Know that I am greater than what it is, or what it appear to be, or what it feel like. I know I'm talking to somebody up in here tonight, but I believe. I believe. I believe. I believe you're the healer of all matters of disease. My God, my God. You know when you got problem, you go down there and get you some of that registered medicine. Back in the day, it was a Valium. But up in this day, it's some higher. But when you get off it, you still got the same problem. You're lower down than when you were. It ain't no keep you up. It'll lift you up and drop you down. Can I get somebody? If you own the bottle, more you drink, more you need. If you own drugs, you can't get enough, cause you need some more. Can I get somebody to help me in here? I bless your name. I give you glory. Out of my mind, we keep on murmuring and complaining, and the enemy keep on setting us up higher to allow us to fall. And when we fall continuously, you can't get up because everything broken. I bless your name. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. See, we got some folks believe God, somebody to play with up in here tonight. But he shall prove I ain't no toy. Hallelujah. I am that I am. It matters not whether you think I have the power and the authority to tear down anybody playhouse, set you down from your own self. I bless your name. Anybody want to bless him? It's all right. Hallelujah. Something else, when you know your soul messed up, oh, we won't complain about that. We gonna say somebody else. Can I get somebody in the house? Somebody made me nasty, arrogant, and bitter. But you need to look at your own self. Can I get my three people? Say, my God, have mercy on me. Then that's what David said. Have mercy. Don't rebuke me, cause I'm murmuring, I'm complaining, I'm sick, but I won't recognize I need the healer to come in and heal me. Hallelujah. Turn it around that he will get the glory. Why we ain't praising him? Why we ain't thanking him? Cause we think this fast, quick thing can do the thing, but it will not do nothing but set you up. Hallelujah. But I said, thank you. You still is, and you always will be the best thing can happen to me, cause you brought me from a hard way. You brought me out of low place. My God, if it was not for you, my mind would still be over town. I ain't hear nobody. Hallelujah. But I praise you tonight for what you have done. I see the healing and I see the deliverer. I bless your name because I'm still having to go through all those transitions. But I bless you because I praise you because I know that I know you brought a healing on the inside of me. You brought a deliverance where I can stand on your word and say, I know that you did it for me. My God, what I got to do, I got to keep on praising you. It ain't how I feel, because you can be reminded for what you've been through. Oh, here it is again. And there you go, mommy, to complain. I bless his name tonight. Hallelujah. I bless you. I give you glory. Oh, my God, I got sick after the cancer, and the enemy said, I got you again, but I went to the healer again. I ain't gonna complain, nor am I gonna murmur. If I've done anything right in thy sight, I ask you to just have mercy. Hear it again, in a different form, in a different way, but I stand flat-footed. Say, you are my healer. You came in my room when nobody was there. You didn't have them prayer meeting. You didn't have those celebrities to come in. You came in and say, I'm a healer. I am a deliverer. Do you want me? Do you want me? Have you complained? Have you murmured long enough? Cause it ain't about you. You just think it is. Can I give you my hand? Hallelujah. He extended his hand after all us murmuring and complaining and think we exempt and think we deserve not to go through. I ain't hearing nobody. I bless your name tonight. But when you get past yourself And that's a hard transition, huh? Because everybody are sure they love themselves, huh? But you can't love yourself like Jesus can. Hallelujah. You can't take care of yourself, but he can. I bless your name. I give you glory. You're a mighty healer. You're a mighty deliverer. My God, my, I bless your name. Can anybody realize if it's a headache and you give him praise, when it come back again, you can praise him again. If the sickness come back in your body, if you don't know that he's a healer, well, keep on complaining, keep on murmuring, I got a rash. Well, then he took it out one time, he'll do it again. But you got to let him know, I believe that you have pulled the core of the situation out of me. You just allow me to see for myself that I am everything you need. So I'm going to praise and I'm going to thank you. I'm going to lose myself over you are greater. Your power is mighty. I bless you and I glorify you. I'm going to keep telling you, thank you. Thank you. You don't have to thank him, but I got to thank him. Because he is my way maker. Huh. Huh. You're mighty good to me. Every sickness ain't the death. It just looked like it. But when I believe that you can speak to death, isn't it amazing in the book of Luke, where the woman had lost her son and she was weary and weeping. Oh, but Jesus came as both. Said, boy, get up. And the crowd was amazing. They was astonished at Jesus, who is a prophet among all prophets. He spoke, said, boy, you will live where you was dead. Told the lady, stop your weeping. Get up and give me some praise. Get up and tell me, thank you, healer. Run and go tell somebody. Oh, he's a healer. It's all right if you don't believe it. I'm a witness. He's a healer. Get on down with your booze yourself. If it worked for you, it don't work for me. I got to praise him for his healing. I got to praise him for allowing me to get a breakthrough. Got to praise him because he come in and turned my mind around. And I just thought, thank you. I really thank you. Oh, thank you. Because you had mercy on me. A fool in her own right thought I had made it. But you don't make it nowhere if it ain't in Jesus. The enemy take you back from where he brought you from. But oh, healer, you see me walking forward. Oh, healer, I know my surroundings don't look like I done made it. But it ain't about what it look like. If I believe you have come in and shown me that you the great I am, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody touch the heart. My God. My soul. Need you. Can't make it without you. Wherever I go in life, whatever my accomplishments might be, my soul need you. When I get concerned, where it gonna spend eternity, I said, forget me, and definitely forget you. I don't matter, and I ain't gonna allow you to matter. Before I hold on to you, I step all night in praise and say, here I am again. This Satan trying to come back, yeah. But I on my knees said, have mercy, Lord. Oh, have mercy on me. The enemy trying to come back and say I'm sick again. But you heal me. Heal me. Thank you, healer. Thank you. I really thank you for loving me. Teach me how to stop murmuring and complaining. It hinder my blessing. It hinder or hinder what you want to do for me. Who is my keeper? Who is my provider? If you yourself and some other folks you done jacked up, I still pity you tonight. But when you know that you know, he's my waymaker. I ain't hear nobody. He's my healer, cause he healed me. I need another one now. I got to stay in touch with him. My God, and my God, I got to get my eyes on you. I got to be willing to obey you. Forget about these folks. I found out that you came in. When I done tried everybody and I done tried everything, none of those things been my keeper. But you came in and you just wanted me to acknowledge I need you. I ain't talking about that religious prop. That's your additional surety. But I've come to the volume of the book. Say, oh, oh, here I am in need of you. If you don't speak, I won't live. But if you speak, I can live. Tell him, lay your hand, lay your hand, lay your hands on me, Jesus. Got some things, it wanna make me sick again. I don't wanna get sick, cause I might not get well. Oh, healer, oh, healer, I'm calling out to you. My children won't do right, my husband or wife won't do right. My job ain't doing me right, but oh, healer, you heal me, so I stop my complaining. Oh, my God, when I know that I know you love me, don't care what nobody else say, cause see, some folks think they been real good to nobody but themselves, but I recognize I ain't been good. But you good, touch my mind, hallelujah. I got old weary and a weary heart. I know you can heal it. Ah, my God. But when you let him, he'll give you some new stuff. In the house tonight, but you are mighty. Oh, you are mighty. You said, David said, have mercy on me, oh Lord. Don't rebuke me in your anger. What he said, I done got tired of you and your bougie messing self. Your mommy complaining, I'm not your provider. I make a way for you, and you still ain't enough. How much more more do you think you deserve? We think we deserve so much. How we get there? He won't put nobody in bondage. If you think you're in bondage serving him, stay with the devil. He'll do a double number on you with your cute, intelligent self. He'll drag you from corner to corner. It ain't nothing you can do about it. But I praise him, cause I don't want to go back. I will not murmur and complain. Anybody know me?
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.